Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hey, best people I know, that would be you. Yes, you are going to have to strap yourself in for this show because we have Justin Sachs. And many of you who know and follow him, he's really a big international sensation. He's worked with Tony Robbins, just to name one person you probably already know. So we are going to be arousaled and dazzled. We are going to be more, create more, do more. It's going to be awesome. So call a friend, bring them in, call in with your questions. You can speak with Justin on live. You could speak live. That is so awesome. How many times can you do that? 347-637-1318, press 1 for the switchboard, and we'll get you through to him, or you can type your questions in the chat. And before I read Justin's bio, for those who don't already know about him, and I know a lot of you do, make sure that you mark us as a favorite, hit that little like button and follow us so that you can get the worry-free updates. The show is going and growing. We're right at about 12,000 listeners now, which for a new show I'm so grateful. I'm really, really, really excited, and that's you guys making it happen. So I want to thank you for that. And we are here as a service for you. So if you don't tell somebody about the show and you don't forward it, check us out on iTunes, download us. You know, we can't continue bringing these great guests like Justin. So I just want to let you know more about him because I mean, he is so young and he's so dynamic. It's overwhelming what one person can accomplish in 24 hours in a day. So Justin Sachs is about creating more, doing more, and being more. And he began his work in personal development at the age of 13 while working for Tony Robbins, Mark Victor Hansen, and ultimately starting the Peak Performance Lifestyles Foundation, in which Justin empowered teenagers to become leaders in their communities. Isn't that great? I love that he does so much with teens. Today, Justin is CEO of the Justin Sachs Companies. He's a best-selling author, yes, many times, of The Power of Persistence and Your Mailbox is Full. Justin has spoken throughout the world to business leaders, youth educators, and adults on topics of business development, leadership, living the life of your dreams, and creating success. Justin is the host of his own radio show, Motivational Minds Radio, and he's also the founder of the Motivational Minds Product Awards, in which he reviews the top motivational and personal development products in the industry. Justin's most recent ventures include the International Council on Teen Development and the International Teen Leadership Institute, where he brings together top leaders in personal development to support teenagers throughout the world with the tools they need to create success in their lives. Justin's coaching program supports some of the most successful corporate executives and entrepreneurs in the world, creating breakthrough results in their organizations and throughout their lives. And we are just pleased and honored and just so privileged to have Justin Sachs with us today. Hi, Justin. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm so dressed. I can't believe it. I'm like, I'm telling everybody. I was on the radio show yesterday. I had Eleanor Stutz on, and she knows you. And I'm like, oh, I have Justin Sachs on tomorrow. She goes, oh, wow, I love him.
Yeah, she's great. I love Eleanor. She was, she's actually featured in one of my books.
Oh, she is. Isn't she just, I'm telling you, the best people we know. We're a club. We're a society. We have to hang out together. That is so great. It's just, it's amazing how small the world is and how big it is. And it's just awesome. I mean, we had somebody in the chat room earlier, a friend of mine. He has a radio show and he's a coach. He's over in England, Jay Early, and he was saying, oh, yeah, I was just looking at his video on YouTube the other day. He's amazing. So you are just that, you know, we're just really excited to have you here. And it's just really, I mean, you're just something else. I guess the first question, I have a lot of questions, and people have written in with some questions as well. But I think the first question is, like, you know, how did you get this way? What inspired you to do this? I mean, you know, you're 13, you're working with Tony Robbins. I mean, did you, were you just born this way, or what happened? Because it's just, you're quite unusual, but a great source of inspiration and hope for all of us. So how did it all begin, Justin?
Well, I give a lot of credit to my mom, because she dragged me by my ear, if you will, to my first Tony Robbins event at the age of 13, and I was only going because, like some of us, I thought I was going to get out of school for 2 days, and that was going to be why I went. And so I went to the seminar, and I watched these people's lives change before my eyes, as mine did, but I wasn't willing to admit it. You know, how some of us go through change in our lives, but we're not willing to actually acknowledge the change until much later.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was experiencing as I was going through the seminar, is my life was changing, but I wasn't really experiencing it. As it was happening, I was watching it happen for other people. It wasn't until after the seminar that I realized that all of a sudden things had changed for me. And so it was unbelievable for me to really experience it. And that was when I realized that for me, what I really wanted to do and where I was most sourced in my life was to support others to achieve their ultimate success and to really find that which they're passionate about, follow it, pursue it, and create, you know, a successful lifestyle with it.
Isn't that true? You know, and I really do think that you can, you know, have all the intellectual knowledge in the world, but if you don't have that personal experience, and until it becomes real for you, you know, it can't really be life-changing for yourself or anybody else. So it's really great to hear that, hey, you went and then you started seeing the results, and it made such a difference in your own life that you've dedicated yourself to helping others. And you help all ages, which is really dynamic, because most people don't do that. You help teens. And you're a young man yourself. I mean, I feel you're still in your 20s, correct?
That's right. I'm 22 here in a few days, and it's been just an incredible journey. I'll tell you, some of the most incredible people that I've been able to meet just being on this journey. And you said something, you know, you said something just now about knowledge, and I'm reminded of something I love sharing with people, because it really, really shakes people up a little bit. You know, so often we hear the phrase knowledge is power, and I think that it's a common misnomer that people think that knowledge is power, but the reality is that regardless of how much knowledge you have, action is power. Because if you don't take action, I don't care how much knowledge you have in the world, you'll never actually produce power in your life. We just produced a movie with some of the top experts in the UK called Harness Your Unlimited Power. We were featuring guys that had achieved extraordinary success in their lives, whether it was in their writing, they become great authors, they produce extraordinary multi-million dollar businesses. I mean, some of the most phenomenal people in the world are in this movie. And one thing that was consistent amongst all these people that had achieved their ultimate success, that had harnessed their unlimited power, was their level of action. Because so many of us have dreams in our lives, so many of us want to achieve something in our lives, and we go out there and we start moving, we get started, and then something stops us. We face some kind of adversity, we face some kind of challenge. And the question for most of us is, well, will we let that be a roadblock, or will we let that be a speed bump? You see, the most successful individuals on the planet use those challenges, use those adversities, use those confrontations as small speed bumps on their way to success. And they use it to motivate them and inspire them to new levels of commitment, of inspiration, and of focus to achieving that which they desire in their lives. It's the power of persistence. And that's what most people are missing from really achieving that level of success that they desire.
Well, it's just overwhelming. Good thing we have all this recorded, everybody listening, so we can replay this on our mobile device on iTunes, because you just have so much wisdom in everything that you're saying. And, you know, what I love about you is your sincerity and your honesty, but really it is about action. And I would venture to say everybody listening has had some trouble, some sorrow, some road bump, as you would say, but not everybody knows how to use that that as a powerful opportunity to use it as a springboard, as you say, into this great success. And, you know, I think that the world is lacking a lot of mentors, and I think that the world has a lot of great mentors. I think the problem is getting hooked up with those mentors. I mean, not everybody has the ability to meet these people that you just put this movie together with, but the great thing is that, you know, we can learn, we can see the movie, we can connect, we can certainly you know, be part of that momentum in our own lives. And I think that that's what you do is so great going around the world. And I want to make sure that people know before we even, I don't even want to wait to the end. You have to go to Justin's website. It's www.jsachs.com. And you have to look, first of all, his best-selling Power of Persistence. You just heard him say that one of the key ingredients to success is persistence. You can get that book. He has a great video there, and he'll tell you about 10 things that you need to do before 10 a.m. What's the other two? I don't want to. It's such a great video. I watch it like when I just go in and I have a little vacation for myself and watch you and listen to you on that to motivate myself. But why don't you tell everybody about those little tips?
Yeah.
Because they're great.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, it's great because the most important thing for people is getting into action, as you said, but most people spend their day checking and responding to email or checking and responding to voicemail, and they're wondering that they can't really get proactive in achieving their goals. You see, the challenge for most people is that when we spend our day in reaction mode, when we spend our day reacting to the circumstances that confront themselves in our lives, we don't actually proactively produce any results for ourselves, anything that moves us forward in the direction of our dreams. Instead, we're just reacting to that which other people want us to do and feel and be and focus on in our lives. And so the first thing I say is do 10 things by 10 a.m. because if you can do 10 things by 10 a.m., you've gotten so much more momentum. You've gotten going. You're on your way. See, the problem is that most people, they say, well, look, even if I get up by 10 a.m., I'm not even doing anything productive until at least 11 a.m. because I check my email, I got to answer the phone, I got to get the kids to school, I got to do all these different things. But I guarantee if you try this for just a week, you'll notice a significant difference in your life if you consistently do 10 things by 10 a.m. Now, the next thing I recommend people do is don't check your email till at least 12 noon because you're going to constantly be proactive. In the first couple of days, you'll notice, well, I don't know what to do if I don't check my email until 12 noon. What do I do? You know what I mean? And you'll have to struggle with it for a minute, and it'll be great for you because it'll be an exercise in identifying, well, what are the things that are going to actually move me forward? Because some people don't even think about it, right? One of my closest business partners just asked me yesterday, he said, I want you to take the next couple of weeks and I want you to just really think about the thing that's going to move you forward in your business in the next 5 to 10 years, right? He said, I own a publishing company. It's called Motivational Press, and we publish books all over the world now. And he said, you know, the book industry is changing significantly. It's going to continue to change at an incredible pace. But the question is for you, Justin, what's going to make the biggest difference in your industry in the next 10 years? Because if you can be there, you'll achieve an insurmountable amount of success, more than you've ever achieved before. And just by asking that question, I immediately got the answer. And you wouldn't believe what happened. I got the answer, and within 24 hours, I found the partner that I needed, because I'm not a big technology guy. Like, I like Facebook and MySpace and whatever, but actually, like, writing the code for a website or trying to develop some platform, you know, like, that's beyond me. And for most people, that's one of the things that could have been a roadblock for some people. They would have said, well, I don't know how to do that, right? But what happened was within 24 hours, I found the technology partner that was going to build the half that I couldn't do of the next biggest thing in the publishing industry. I can't tell you about what it is quite yet, but make sure that you watch very carefully, because over the next 5 to 10 years, the publishing industry is going to change incredibly. And because my partner asked me that one question, I am now ahead of the game, and I'm going to be able to create something that's going to revolutionize everything that we're doing. See, it's in the questions that we ask ourselves that make the biggest difference in our lives. It's the questions we ask that make the biggest difference in our lives. So are you going to ask yourself what's wrong with this opportunity, or are you going to ask yourself what's right? Are you going to ask yourself what's bad about your day, or are you going to ask yourself what was great about today? Mm. And those are the questions that make the biggest difference in people's lives. You know, I can't tell you how many people have come to me and they say, oh, I'm depressed. I was 16 years old when I got my first quote-unquote depressed individual. She was 14, I was 16, and she came to me and she said, I'm depressed, and I was not a coach, a therapist. I was a teenager just going to school. She came to me and she said, I'm depressed and I need help. And
well,
we went through a process. We went through a process that I learned with Tony Robbins called the Dickens process, where he said, well, what are those belief systems you tell yourself on a daily basis? And what are the questions you ask yourself on a daily basis? And what's going to happen in your life if you continue to ask yourself those questions and tell yourself those same belief systems over the next 5, 10, 15, and 20 years of your life? What's going to happen? What does your life look like 10, 15, 20 years from now with those same belief systems in place? And she broke down into extreme tears. Tears I had never seen before in a one-on-one interaction. And it was the most overwhelming thing at first for me, and I took a deep breath and got centered, as we all sometimes need to do when we're overwhelmed in life. And I looked at her and I said, what if it didn't have to be that way? I said, how would you create it if you had control over what you wanted to create in your life? I said, if you wanted to change your belief systems to absolutely anything and you could accomplish anything you wanted in your life, what would it be? And she answered the question. And now she credits that conversation to the conversation that moved her in the direction of her dreams. She's graduated college. She's moving into her career. And her life has been changed forever because we ask different questions.
Hmm. And you really brought her through the consequences of staying in that mindset, opened her mind to the possibilities that there were other possibilities, and then really gave her the confidence that she was worth it, that she could do it. And, you know, I think that that is just, you know, we all need to be your best friend. I think we're all, no wonder you're so all over the world, Justin. You're unbelievable. And I think that, you know, those two things there, and I want people listening to hear what your third part is, because I know we have a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs, so I want to talk about that, because you work with a lot of CEOs and entrepreneurs. Well, you're one yourself. But, you know, I love that idea, do the 10 things before 10 a.m., you know, the email and making sure that we don't get bogged down with that. But the whole idea to ask more questions and to really get to know ourselves. I mean, isn't it Socrates that said the unexamined life isn't worth living? I think part of it is and you talk about this a lot, we just go through the motions. We react to life instead of asking the questions and thinking about what our God-given talent is and what we are designed to do. And it's almost a tragedy to say, oh, I live life, but I didn't live it to my full potential. I didn't share my shine. I wasn't as bright as I could have been, and I was the only one that stopped it. I mean, that seems sad, which is hence your tagline, create, do, be more, you know, but it's just unbelievable, all these things that you bring. But the last part is great. Tell us about your third part.
Absolutely. Yeah, the third part, and for most people, this is a game changer. Because what happens is most people go through their day, and again, we just don't know what to do. And this will help you if you're in that first day not knowing what to do, is you make a list of all the things you want to accomplish that day. And you do it every single day. See, if you talk to the top-level CEOs, multimillionaires, multibillionaires, they're making lists every single day of the things they need to do. Whether you're, you know, technologically savvy and you're on the internet doing it on Facebook, or whether you're doing it the old-fashioned way with a pen and paper, it doesn't matter. But every single day, make a list of your top priorities that day. And then before 10 a.m., those are the things you focus on before 10 a.m. so that you get momentum. See, I was just sitting with a coaching client the other day, and I asked her this question. I said, in the next 90 days, what are the top priorities for you? What are the top things that you want to get done in the next 90 days? And she listed five things. I said, great, what if I told you in the next 24 hours you're going to get at least three of those things done, and in the next week you're going to accomplish all seven of those things? Now, what did I say? I said all seven of those things, and she listed only five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because two of the things that weren't on her list, and I want you to pay attention to this, all of you listening, pay attention to this one, the things that weren't on her list were the things that made her most fulfilled in life.
Oh.
Because how many of us, when we make those lists in our lives, we make a list of all the things we need to do, all the things we must do, but we forget the things that make us most fulfilled.
Wow.
And so she, in that week, got not only in the 24 hours, she just what I said, she got all the, you know, the first three things she already completed in the first 24 hours. She completed all seven in that next week. Why? Because she was inspired. Because she had accountability in place. Now, here's the last piece. This is the most phenomenal piece, and it's another one of those big game changers for people. Okay? Because we've all set goals before. If you're listening to this, you're one of the more motivated people, I like to say, in life, because you actually picked up the, or probably didn't pick up the phone, but you turn on the internet and listen to this. Right? So you're one of the more motivated people out there. What we all do when we create goals is we set up rewards for ourselves, right? I mean, you've heard it before. Hey, when I'm going to set a goal to, you know, make $1 million this year in my business, and if I'm going to make $1 million this year in my business, I get to take the dream vacation I've always wanted. But here's the problem. You never set up a consequence to not achieving that goal. Now, people say, Justin, you're a motivational speaker. How could you possibly set up consequences? That's very negative. And my answer is this. Look, I'm not a motivational speaker, okay? When I worked with Tony Robbins, he said, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to tell you to go out in the garden and say, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds until there's no weeds, because guess what? There's weeds there. Right?
That's great. I love it. It's like, yeah, you know, you think that you're going to, you know, grow horns or something if you think about having them, you know? It's just not going to happen, but yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, but what I do say is I'm a very realistic person, right? I'm the kind of guy that if you need motivation, if you need someone to tell you you can do it, that's your mom's job, okay? She'll take care of that for you. But what I'm here to do is I'm here to get you into action, to get you the results you want. And what I'm going to tell you is that people, and I want you to think about your life as I say this, people will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure.
Let's say that again, Justin, because I think that's so powerful. Can you say that one more time?
Absolutely. People will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. And if you look throughout your life, it's consistent amongst every element, every area of your life, you'll find the same thing. That it's only when you experience that level of pain that you really want to create change. That's when it becomes time for you.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's almost like, you know, an addict having to hit rock bottom or something. You know, it's that, have you lost enough? Have you experienced enough pain? And, you know, that is really amazing when you say that, because I think that we're all, as we're listening to you, reflecting, going, wow, that is so true, isn't it? Really? You know, pain is a powerful motivator, I guess. You know, we have somebody that wants to speak with you that's on the line. Can we take a call, Justin? Would that be okay?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Somebody, it must be Skype, because there's a lot of ones coming up on the switchboard. You're on the air with Justin Sachs.
Hey, Justin, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. I really like what you're saying. Your message is outstanding. I just wanted to touch a bit on the point that you were saying about, you know, that you have to get to the point of where you, I guess, in essence, have extreme fear in order to bring forth change. I mean, can you elaborate a little bit on why you think that is? I used to always say that, you know, I work best when I'm under pressure. But, you know, when you, I'm a big sports fan. So when you look at the great people that are involved with sports, your Michael Jordan, your Tiger Woods, you know, on and on and on, they're able to do that after they, in essence, achieve their goal. They're able to do that after they won a championship or multiple championships. And I do truly understand how, you know, we become complacent, you know, once we achieve some level of success. Again, if you could speak on what's your suggestion on overcoming that.
Sure. Well, it was a little bit difficult for me to hear you. I think you're on speakerphone or something. But what I heard was that, you know, it's a question of how you overcome that fear, right?
Well, I guess the fear and then the complacency once you experience some level of success. I think that's the tougher factor is once you achieve some level of success. When your back's against the wall, I mean, you know, human nature's going to kick in, you're going to do something. However, after, again, you've achieved some level of success, it becomes a little tougher. So how do you deal with that?
Sure, absolutely. So once you've achieved some level of success, once you've gotten some level of achievement and accomplishment, how do you actually keep it going to really accomplish that next level, to really take you to the next level? And what's interesting about that, I was just thinking before you called in, was that if you really look throughout the world, the middle class stays the middle class, and that the biggest change occurs at the extremes, because that's when you have the most leverage, the most momentum. Because when you get comfortable with something, that's the time in which we stand still. We get comfortable and we just live our daily lives the way we are. You see, the thing that makes the biggest difference for people in my experience with what you're talking about is that they get certain, they get clear that no matter what, they're going to accomplish whatever it is that they want in their lives. You see, and then what happens is that there's always areas to achieve more, and there's always areas for more fulfillment. And so for those of you that are comfortable in your lives, the next question is, if you could blast it out of the park, if you could do 10 times what you're doing now, what's the thing that you'd really do, that you'd really focus on in order to achieve that level of fulfillment in your life, that level of success in your life? What's the thing that's going to take you from good to great and from great to outstanding? Because here's the thing that I've learned is that the difference between great and outstanding is only a fraction of a percent.
Right.
But to actually get that fraction of a percent takes more work than any other level along the way.
Exactly. But what is it that you think that's in human nature, so to speak, that waits until, you know, that fear, or as Deb said, that we bottom out, so to speak, as in, you know, in an addicted person? I mean, what is it in us? Is it some kind of innate thing that's in us that does not wait to move until we're at rock bottom, as she used the parallel to addiction?
Well, look, here's the question, right? The question at the end of the day is, what's stopping you? And the thing that's stopping most people is that fear you talked about. And the fear is specifically, what happens if I actually achieve that level of greatness in my life? And the fear kind of relates in a few different levels, right? One level is, how will everyone else react to me if I achieve that level of success in my life?
The question, right? The question at the end of the
what
day
will
is
happen?
And the thing that's what will most people is that fear you talk
might
about.
Be a little bit of an echo on the line there.
Okay,
you know
so
what? Let me just I'm just going to if you I can put you on mute while Justin continues to answer the question if you want. Oh, it seems okay now. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so what's, you know, the question, let me grab my train of thought again. Okay, so the question is that ultimately, when you are confronted with that fear, what's going to really move you forward? And the questions are, how's the world going to react to you when you achieve that level of success? And it shows up in a few different ways. Are you still going to be loved? Are you still going to be enough? Or are you enough to even achieve that level of greatness? Right? These are the questions that most people ask. And you know, when I was working with a few different of the top motivational speakers in the world, and they say, look, there's two fears in life. Every other fear boils down into these two fears. The first fear is the fear that you're not enough, and the second fear is the fear that you won't be loved. Every fear that you have in your life falls into those two categories, one or the other. And so the question is, how do you become certain enough in yourself that it's not a question anymore, that it's not something that even approaches a level of difficulty or a level of question in your mind, that you are certain no matter what, you're enough? And how do you train yourself to be more and more motivated with every accomplishment that you make in your life?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is a lot of responsibility. I mean, success takes hard work. Everyone, you know, always use the analogy of, you know, physical health or physical appearance. Everyone wants to have a you know, an outstanding body and look great. Nobody wants to hit the gym at 5 a.m. Nobody wants to not eat that steak, that extra piece of cake, you know, that kind of thing. And you know, but it goes hand in hand, and you have to make that decision. Whereas you're prepared to say, "I'm committed to this. I'm going to see this through, and I understand the work, and I'm prepared to do that."
And one of the things I'm hearing you say is that with a clear enough purpose, with a clear enough why, the how will always come. And the problem is that for most people, they don't define their purpose clear enough, right? Like if you say, okay, what do you want? I want to lose 50 pounds. Well, if you want to lose 50 pounds, why is it important to you? And why is it so important to you that no matter what, you're going to accomplish it? And then the next question is, well, what are the things you already know are going to stand in your way? Because we already know all of the things that are going to stop us along our way to success. We already know them. So if we can identify them up front, we can figure out how you're going to accomplish them no matter what and no matter how those things stand in your way, right? And then we can set up accountability to make sure that you do move forward and achieve. And then we can set up consequences in case you don't, so that if you don't that week, well, you definitely do the next week.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
We have a couple of other callers on the line, so I'm going to go, but I just want to make sure that you know that we really appreciate you calling in and taking the time to be part of the show and speak with Justin. So thank you very much, and make sure you sign up and visit him online at his website and get that book and newsletter that he has. It's amazing, and thank you.
All right, great. Yes, okay. My first time listening to calling in. Thank you.
Hey, join us. Best people we know, that would be us. So come back again. We try to encourage one another here. That's just awesome. I'm just so really grateful that we had him on the line. We have somebody else on the line right now. I think 661, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, well, go ahead. You're on the line with and on the air with Justin Sachs.
Hello, Justin. This is Seers of the Soul. How are you, dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm a Cherokee elder. So when you tell me, I was listening to you telling how people struggle in their fear, and I work with a lot of children from little ones from kindergarten clear up through into college. So, you know, I understand what you're saying, but the one thing that I do is I don't sit around. I'm on the go constantly. I do shows. I'm out on a 98,000 acre of wildlife teaching, and I'm going to be teaching here on Blog Talk as well. So I don't have that fear that a lot of people, because I've learned through my journey of life that you need to just look at faith on and walk into it. And you learn by doing. You don't learn by sitting back and holding things in. You learn by voicing your opinion respectfully. You learn by walking your journey and doing things, making the right choices. Maybe you can take a detour, but that detour is going to lead you back to your path. Do you understand that?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So I just wanted to kind of put my two cents in there because, you know, it was fascinating to hear the fear because I understand where you're coming from. And I teach people that have that kind of fear. I'll tell you about one little boy on the wildlife preserve. Now, you're out on 98,000 acres of wildlife, and we take them on hikes. And this lady sent her son out completely dressed in white. Now, we're on dirt trails, you understand, and we're teaching of the animals. We're teaching of the plants. This little boy was so scared to get off of the asphalt because he would get dirty and he would be in trouble with mom. So what did I do to relieve his fear? I carried this child. Relieved this child's fear so that he could join the other kids and see what was going on.
That's brilliant. I mean, I think it's phenomenal. And I think that, you know, your strategy and your system, you know, for moving people through that fear is something that's really inspiring for everyone listening because they can really grasp your level of leadership with that. Do you have another caller there, Deborah?
Yes. I had somebody else that was on queue, so I'm going to try to get to them. But I thank you so much, Seers of the Soul, giving a call in and stay for the rest of the show. And thank you for participating and being here.
You bet. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you. I had somebody else in the other line, and I don't know if I just lost them or not, so I apologize to you if I just accidentally lost you. You know, it's just every single person listening, you're touching lives because we're all connected. You can relate to people, and I think that what's fascinating to me is even though you're, by all standards, to most of us, you know, you're rather young, you really have a connection with every age, because you know what happens when somebody doesn't achieve their greatness, and you know what happens when somebody can. And I think that you've had so many experiences with all these CEOs and people from all over the country, and you seem to thread together those common attributes in the human spirit, and you know how to tap into each one of us in a really special way that is making a difference. And you know, I want to make sure, because you are so involved with businesses and entrepreneurs, if you could just share some of the statistics and some of the things that you tell business owners or entrepreneurs to step into their greatness, to succeed.
Sure.
Because this economy has a lot of people in tough times, and we would like to know what you say about that, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing is, you know, that the economy, you know, people say, well, it's such a great recession. And I say, what recession? You know, because the recession's a choice. Are you going to live in it or not? And I know that people listening are probably saying, well, yeah, that's really nice, Justin. You're over there owning your own business and having fun, and you don't feel a recession. But what about me over here struggling to make ends meet? And the reality is that the more negative media you allow into your brain, the more you adapt that mentality into your life and into your business, and the more you have a limiting mentality. Okay, so the Small Business Association, which is, you know, the leading authority on small business statistics and on small business effectiveness, we're all familiar with the statistic that 98% of businesses fail in the first 5 years. But what they also say is that the biggest difference between success and failure in a business is their level of mentors and their level of coaches to hold them accountable. And I want you to consider this for a second, that if the biggest difference that a business is success, if the biggest difference is in their level of coaching and accountability and their mentorship, how powerful is it then if your level of coaching and mentorship comes from the negative media? Because that's the thing that's going to control your mind in business. Because we say that over 80% of business success is in your mindset. Only 20% is what you actually do. And so if you're only taking the 80% mindset from the negative media, then that's why you're finding so much challenge in your business. Now, I want to give some specific strategies too, because I can sit here and talk about mindset all day long, but some people are wondering, okay, I got the mindset, I know I can achieve success, I'm certain, I'm clear about it, but what do I do? What's the first step? And so the first thing I'd recommend you do is identify who is your absolute ideal customer. Who's your absolute ideal customer? Because most people will take anybody off the street and say, okay, if you're willing to pay me for this product or service, great. I can't tell you how many clients I've had to turn down in my business because they would take way too much of my time and energy just to get them to actually work with me because they weren't my ideal client, because they weren't a match for me, right? Finding your ideal client, finding the perfect match for you in your business is something that's going to allow you to take your business to a whole new level. So identify your target market. From there, I want you to get on the social media. I don't care who you are, if you're a business owner and you're not in Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, this is like forming a business license. You absolutely have to, because that's where your clients are. Regardless of what your product, service, or idea is, if you want to get out there and connect with people and close more deals and do more sales and increase your revenue, you have to be on social media now. Whether you do it yourself or you hire another company to do that, that's up to you, but you must have a presence there. Now, the next thing is you absolutely must have specific and measurable goals that you're going to create for your business. How many people do you want to bring into your business in the next year? How many sales do you want to do? What revenue projections do you have? Now, I recommend that you don't do it just for a year. Have a big picture goal for the year, but the most important thing you can do is break that revenue projection down, break those goals down, and this is for everybody now, not just business owners, because it's very, very important that when you're setting goals for yourself, annual goals, by the way, how many New Year's resolutions do people actually accomplish? It's about 1% of New Year's resolutions are ever accomplished, okay, and here's why. Because having a year-long picture, a 365-day picture of what you want to create is much too large for our brain to chunk down into measurable pieces. And so 85% of New Year's resolutions are failed within the first 6 weeks of the new year. Okay? 85% of goals are failed in the first 6 weeks. So with that being said, your level of success entirely depends upon your ability to break down those goals into measurable chunks. At the very least quarterly, I recommend monthly, and sometimes I even say weekly or daily in order to ensure that you're on track.
Wow. Okay, keep going. You got more. I can tell.
That's right. So by breaking those things down, you now have a measurable chunk. Now watch this. If your goal today is to close two clients, no matter what, it's to close two sales no matter what, or if it's health, if your goal today is to lose 2 pounds no matter what, or if it's relationships, if your goal today you're looking for the one that you're going to marry and you're single, if your goal today is to meet at least two people who you could ask out on a date, then your head does not hit that pillow until you've accomplished that goal. Because at no point along your journey do you want to fall behind on that level of success. Your head does not hit the pillow until you've accomplished that goal.
Mm.
Now, I've done this with so many business owners now, and I'll tell you, I mean, I've had the privilege of speaking on you know, many different countries throughout the world to thousands and thousands of people, and I'd have to be stupid not to notice a few things about people, right? There's consistencies that are amongst human culture. And one of the things that I've noticed consistently amongst all human beings is that when they can chunk it down, they can make it manageable. When they can make it manageable, they can achieve that level of success.
So, you know, really what you're talking about is really keeping it in those, you know, it's the old how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time. But, you know, I think that what you're saying, it's really refreshing because you can read books, you could read Shakespeare and it can still speak to you. And that was how many hundreds of years ago, how long ago. So what you're saying is these are certain traits in people's character, you know, like our first caller asking about, well, why do people in human nature do that? I mean, we all have human tendencies, whether you're Justin Sachs or Tony Robbins or, you know, whoever is in the chat room right now, you know, we all are human beings and we all have the fears and we all have the desires and the dreams. But the thing is, we don't all have the skill set and the knowledge to know that language that you've created to be our best success. And that's what we have to do until we get comfortable with it. Maybe it's going to be a little tough in the beginning, like our other caller was saying, you know, it's right over left rather than left over right when you fold your arms. Maybe we're not going to automatically do the 10 things before 10 or do all these things that you are telling us, which we're all going to listen on replay. We're going to have another meeting just to compare notes on this because you've given us so much valuable information. But the thing you're telling us to do is be persistent and consistent, and then it'll become a habit, and then the experience of the positive results will be outweighing the fear or, I don't want to say laziness because I don't think that we're lazy, but the habit, I guess the bad habit, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Well, and here, you know, here are some of the most important things. You know, when I work with, I go into corporations quite a bit and I'll speak to their sales teams or I'll work with their management. And one of the things I'll do when I go into a corporation or into a small business is I'll say, look, where are you right now and where do you want to be? And what are all the ways we can market and brand your business in order to get there? And what are the sales strategies we need in order to make that happen? Now, I want to give you, you know, one really important and really specific strategy, and it's something that whether you're going for a job because, you know, there's a lot of people struggling to get work right now, or whether you're in business and you're pitching your business to a venture capitalist trying to get funds, or whether you're in business and you're looking to get a new client and you're trying to close them on your product, service, or idea, or whether you're in a, you know, you're a single person looking to get into a relationship. It works for everybody in every area of your life. I want you to consider this one thing. People make decisions in the first 7 seconds of a human interaction.
Say that again?
7 seconds, people make decisions in the first 7 seconds of their interaction with you. And the decisions I mean are people are deciding whether or not they're going to do business with you, whether or not they trust you, whether or not you're someone that they could live their life with. Now, they may not upfront say, oh, you know, this is the decision I made about you, but subconsciously they've made those decisions in the first 7 seconds of your interaction with them. And for those of you selling products and services, it is in those 7 seconds that people are deciding whether to do business with you or not. For those of you going for jobs, it's in those 7 seconds that they decide whether or not that employment manager is going to hire you or not. And by the way, it's before you've even mentioned your product, service, or idea that they've made that decision. It's before you've even talked about your experience that they've made that decision. It's before you've even talked about what you want in a relationship that they've made the decision whether or not you're the one for them.
Isn't that unbelievable? Wow, Justin. Hey, we've had a couple people come in and out of the switchboard just waiting in line to speak with you. So I had somebody else was on the line. I lost them, but that we have 497, and I'm going to bring you on the air. Go ahead, 497, and you are on the air with Justin Sachs.
Hi, Deb and Justin. This is Jay Early.
Hi, Jay Early. Hey, Jay Early's our friend. You're calling from Germany, aren't you? Yes.
Wow. Welcome to the call.
We're having fun now. Yeah, how you doing, Justin?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. You're putting out some good information here. I'm a Tony Robinson fan, so I can tell that you were taught by the best.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. I just got one question for you.
He was a great mentor. Yep.
I was reading somewhere, and you do work with the youth, right? You have some type of program that you work with young people?
Absolutely, yeah. I speak to teens all over the world now.
Okay, is this on a college level, boys, girls clubs, or is there a specific program that you work with them with?
I do high schools, colleges, youth organizations, leadership programs, you name it. As long as they're between the ages of 12 and what is it, 25, they're youth organizations to me.
Okay. Now, what do you tell them in concerns of, how do I say this, guys like myself? You know, I come from the generation where, you know, you go to school, get your high school diploma, go to college, get your college degree, work 40 years for a company, and retire. But what are you telling young people today in 2011?
The main thing I'm telling them is the first question is, what do you want? Is create your life, then choose that which you want in your life, and then take action. So there's three steps. And this is for everyone, not just for teens, by the way. So the first step is vision. Create your vision. The
mm-hmm.
second step is choice, or set your goals. And the third step is take action. Okay. And so this works, you know, whether you want to become an astrophysicist, whether you want to become a music producer, and let me add this piece too. No matter what you want to do, these are the three steps, right? Now, here's the most important part, is that I don't care if the one thing you're passionate about is video games. There's a multi-million dollar job for you, whether it's your own company, whether it's working for a high-level company and you're, you know, creating video games or what have you. Decide what you're passionate about and pursue that to your success, because if you're not passionate about what you want in your life, you're not going to achieve success. I was just on another show yesterday, and we were talking about passion and fulfillment. And one of the most important things is that most people, whether they've achieved million dollars, billions of dollars, I don't care who they are. I've talked to plenty of billionaires that are unfulfilled in their lives. I've talked to millionaires who are unfulfilled in their lives. And I've talked to millionaires and billionaires who are completely fulfilled in their lives. And there's a distinct difference. It's that one group, the first group who's unfulfilled, they got into a business that they were not at all passionate about. And even if it pays the bills, they can fly around on private jets, go to any event they want. They can do whatever they want in the world, take any vacation. But they're not fully fulfilled in their lives because they're not doing what they're passionate about. They're not doing what they're called to do. And then the other group of millionaires and billionaires and highly successful individuals are doing what they're called forth to do, are doing what they're passionate about, and their lives are completely different. And so I don't care who you are, I don't care what level of success you aspire to, the first thing I say is identify that which you're passionate about and pursue that to create success. Don't choose the, you know, we've all, in multi-level marketing, right, has become this big thing here in the States and in parts of Canada and all over the world. And what we notice about multi-level marketing is that it's a ton of people getting involved, and 98% of people that get involved fail. Why? Because they got sold on the hype of making millions of dollars right off the bat, or making, you know, oh, I can make five figures a month tomorrow. But they're not passionate about the product. The people that are successful find passion in the product, find passion in the work that they do. That's why they create success. So that level of passion is the most critical, most fundamental piece to this, and it's one that's absolutely required if you're going to achieve success.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All I'm going to say is keep up the good work. You know, there's something going on because you're the second person being under the age of 23 that I've met in the last 6 months that's into motivational speaking and coaching. So I don't know what's going on with your generation, but keep it up. You're needed. What you're doing is very needed in this world today. All right? That's
well,
all I wanted.
I appreciate it.
All right.
And Jay, I just want people to know, Jay has a great radio show as well. So let people know how they can get in touch with your show and when you're airing, because you are in the Best People We Know Club as well, Jay Early. So I'm glad that you called in. So let the listeners know how to find you.
Oh, damn. I just wanted to hide in the background.
I want them to know.
I'll make it very quick. My show is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday nights. Okay, and it's Jay Early, Early spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, Media, the number 4, Success, right here on Blog Talk. And by the way, my website is the same thing. It's just a .com on the end. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. What a great call. I'm telling you, we have some of the best. I'm a little partial to my listeners, but talk about passionate. I am passionate about my listeners and my radio show. I love this show. I hope everybody else loves it as much as me, because I just think we have the best guests like yourself and just the best listeners. And I love how people are out every day using the tools, learning, you know, it's a open mind parachute syndrome. You know, you can't learn something new if you don't have somebody new to teach you. And I love the humility and the enthusiasm that you have. It's just unbelievable that at your age you have done so much. But, you know, I'm sure we're all feeling the same way, because I'm listening to you speak going, I'm going to have to listen to this again. I have to get the replay. I have to listen to my own show so many times. But it's wonderful that you really bring it down to the basic, the simple truth, the basic truth. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you don't love it, if you don't believe in it, if you don't really get on fire for it, it's not going to matter, because it won't last. So you really bring it down to simple truths that I think we can all understand. And obviously you love what you're doing, or you wouldn't be the great success you are. So it's working for you, Justin.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, we're coming to the end, and I actually snuck in there and extended the show a little bit because people were just so wanting to speak with you and call. And I know we probably have some more people, but unfortunately, we're at the hour, and I know that you're super busy and you have other things that you have to responsibilities to get to. But you are offering our listeners today on the show, and even the replay listeners, some free coaching with you. So I just wanted you to share with people that opportunity, because it's amazing, and how to get your book again, The Ultimate Business Mastery, and some other things that you're doing, and how we can follow you, because you're all over the place. You're doing your world tour now. So do tell.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the first thing is, if you go to jsachs.com, jsachs.com, you can get all of our freebies. You get a free copy of The Power of Persistence, our best-selling book. And then we have a few other best-selling books as well that are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all over the world. And in addition to that, you know, when you join when you sign up to get a free download of our Power of Persistence, you can also sign up there for a free coaching session. We'll send you an email and tell you how to do that. The last thing is, you know, to get you started every day, every morning, we have 50 days of daily quotes that are available on the bottom right-hand corner of that website, and I can't tell you how many responses I've gotten. I was one of those people when people said, oh, daily quotes, blah, blah, blah. I was one of those people that said, are you crazy? Do daily quotes really make that much of a difference? And then one day I thought I would try it just for fun, just kind of like as an experiment to see. I can't even tell you the reaction I've been getting from some of our subscribers who read those daily quotes every single day and absolutely love it. It's unbelievable the difference it makes in people's lives. When they read those quotes, they get that positive energy going first thing in the morning before 10 a.m. so that they can get those 10 things done, by the way, and then they're on their way. By the way, that's the one reason you're allowed to check your email before 10 a.m. is to get that daily quote.
Only to take your mind vibe. vitamin in the morning with Justin. You can take your mind vitamin in the morning with Justin, but other than that, there's no emails because we're all on the new Justin Sachs program, so none of that.
There you go.
But that, you know, that's great. And, you know, you have to surround yourself. You have to immerse yourself in that transformation that you want to become. And I think that, you know, just feeling the energy. It's watching the ball game on TV or going to the park. You know, it's being in one of your seminars. It's listening to you. It's replaying things. I mean, do you have your own radio show, Motivational Minds. I mean, I think Blog Talk, I think any type of, we're syndicated in some AM radio stations as well. And, you know, I think it's just a great way to get involved and to interact and really get that energy going. And, you know, tell us about why this is such a good thing to do as well, being a radio host as well.
Absolutely. Well, the number one reason for me has been the connections that I've been able to make in my life professionally and really throughout my life. Some of my, you know, greatest partners, greatest relationships, greatest friends that I've made in the personal development, the business development industry, have been, you know, people that I've developed relationships with through doing radio shows. You know, and so it's just been a phenomenal experience for me to build my relationships. And we're actually, we're building quite a new platform for Motivational Minds Radio, where we're actually going to be bringing on some really high-level hosts to do all kinds of different shows on our network. You know, so we'll be bringing on, you know, really high-level hosts like you to do extraordinary shows, you know, for really high-level people to give them the motivation, the inspiration that they need, and ultimately to spread their message throughout the world.
Oh, I'm feeling the love, Justin. Are we all feeling the love in the chat room? I see all these people with the loves and the hearts going and everything. It's just too much fun. I'm telling you, you are just, hey, Eleanor Roosevelt, you can't make all the mistakes yourself in life. You have to learn from others. And learning from you is a privilege and a gift that just keeps on giving. Justin Sachs, wow, you are unbelievable. What a pleasure to have had you on the show today. What a gift. I can't thank you enough for being here. And I hope you're going to come, I hope you'll come back on and visit and we can stay in touch. And we just love and appreciate you. You're doing amazing things and you're doing it with sincerity, but you're doing it with humility. And I think that's just such, like Jay was saying, there are some people, younger people, who are inspiring all generations with their love, sincere love for people to be their best and doing the right thing for the right reasons. But I love the humility. I love the openness to learn. And it just refreshes my soul. And I know you're a gift to me, and I know you are too. I'm speaking for everybody, all of you people listening online and in the chat room I see there. I think I'm speaking for all of us. You're amazing, Justin Sachs. Thank you. Any final comment?
No, thank you very much for being here. I loved sharing with you today, and I look forward to connecting with anyone else who joins us on jsachs.com.
All right. Well, what a gift. All right. Well, we're down to the end. We have to say goodbye. Just connect with Justin Sachs. He's got an awesome website. I'm telling you, I go and I watch him on his video. It gives me that mind vitamin in my day myself, and I know that you're going to enjoy it too. Take this show. Somebody, you know, your friend, a family member, maybe some of what you've heard today from somebody else giving a question has inspired you to say, well, you know what? I just heard my friend, you know, my friend was a little bummed out, or my friend wanted to achieve a dream, or I wanted to help, you know, my brother, my sister, somebody I worked with. You know, we all have a circle of influence in our life. We all know certain people that other people don't. And we're here for an important reason. And you can take the show and you can download it. You can give them the iTunes. They can replay it. You can say, hey, I was listening to this Justin Sachs. He's awesome. And listen to this. And that could be a great thing that you can do to help them be their best. And that doesn't cost anything, and it doesn't hardly take any time. But just like Justin said, what's the key? Action. Action. You have to take the action. You have to take those 15 seconds to do it. So be sure to follow us to find all the shows that are coming up. Follow Justin Sachs. Let me tell you once again how appreciated you are, how grateful I am that you're here listening, and that the show wouldn't be growing and going if it wasn't for you. So keep coming back. Tell a friend. And remember, in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, to be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Goodbye.
Thank
God bless.
Thank you for listening
Bye.
To the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.